Elizabeth Warren had a dream. Unlike many of us, her dream was not of a new house, a newer car, a higher-paying job, or even world peace. Her dream, which came true, was for a new federal agency with 1,623 employees and an annual budget of $605.9 million. In 2007, she wrote an article called "Unsafe at Any Rate" for a statist publication called Democracy Journal. The article called for the creation of an agency almost identical to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It's an interesting article. While it smartly discusses needed protection for consumers, it also goes further in its tone. It outlines a sharp perspective on divisions in America between rich and poor, dependency and personal responsibility. Like so much leftist writing, the article's tone is divisive and essentially declares that the wealthy are evil and all-powerful, and that the poor and middle class are helpless and without agency for their own lives. Warren writes, "Indeed, the pain imposed by a dangerous credit product is even more insidious than that inflicted by a malfunctioning kitchen appliance. If toasters are dangerous, they may burn down the homes of rich people or poor people, college graduates or high school dropouts. But credit products are not nearly so egalitarian. Wealthy families can ignore the tricks and traps associated with credit card debt, secure in the knowledge that they won't need to turn to credit to get through a rough patch." Comparing credit card debt to a deadly malfunctioning appliance seems weird to me, but okay. Warren was a law professor at the time, but soon ran for office and was elected a U.S. Senator from Massachusetts in 2011. She then eagerly set about preventing the next financial crisis with legislation creating a bureaucracy that had very little to do with the cause of the previous one. The Dodd-Frank Act describes the CFPB's mission. The CFPB was created in July 2010 to provide a single point of accountability for enforcing federal consumer financial laws and protecting consumers in the financial marketplace. Before, that responsibility was divided among several agencies. Today, it is our primary focus. Our work includes rooting out unfair, deceptive, or abusive acts or practices by writing rules, supervising companies, and enforcing the laws that outlaw discrimination in consumer finance. Taking consumer complaints, enhancing financial education, researching the consumer experience of using financial products, monitoring financial markets for new risks to consumers, enforcing laws and monitoring risk. Who could be against that? The reality of the CFPB. If the deep state could wrest control of government away from the people and design their version of the perfect government entity, they would probably design something like the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. This Obama-era agency checks every box on the deep state's wish list: unlimited, unaccountable, and unchecked. The funding is non-rescindable, the leadership supposedly untouchable, the decisions unquestionable, and the operation impervious to the political winds. Power, money, and no accountability. What more could the deep state ask for? Ironically, Democrats sold the agency as a solution to the very problems it would create. Representative Barney Frank of Massachusetts and Senator Christopher Dodd of Connecticut said the CFPB was intended to consolidate regulation and hold people accountable. So they created an agency of unaccountable people to write more regulations. If that doesn't make sense to you, you are probably not a member of Congress. They created an entity with no checks and balances to check and balance the financial markets. They hired bureaucrats to operate in secret with the mission of shedding light. They hired political hacks to take the politics out of regulatory oversight.